You're listening to SBS News.
The Robodebt scheme pointed the finger at so-called welfare cheats, but they were incorrectly labelled and faced financial stress. Now the federal court has heard about failures of the Commonwealth Social Security system when administering the Robodebt scheme. On Friday, the court was told income averaging tools used to raise debts caused vulnerable people distress and anxiety. Justice Bernard Murphy approved $8.4 million in costs and the $1.2 billion settlement between the federal government and Robodebt victims. Lawyer Peter Gordon says the families who lost loved ones to suicide, with many blaming this welfare scheme for the deaths, want answers.
So while I hope that the group members feel some sense of justice and satisfaction, to me there remain unanswered questions that there's an obligation on the Morrison government to answer.
One of the victim's mothers alleges Robodebt played a prominent role in her son's suicide after he was pursued by Centrelink and debt collectors. Labor's Bill Shorten says it's one of the largest compliance failures in Australian history.
Labor will pursue and persist with the call for a royal commission. Nothing less will satisfy the hundreds of thousands of Australians who had the stigma of their own government.
In 2019, the automated matching of tax and Centrelink data to raise debts against welfare recipients the government claimed were overpaid was ruled unlawful. The federal government settled the case without admitting liability. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government has previously apologised for the hurt caused by the program.
When it comes to recovering debts, it's a very difficult It's a very difficult situation, and this process of income averaging had been adopted by previous governments of both political persuasions.
The Australian Council of Social Service says it will continue to fight for social security rights. The council says the judgment shows stronger legal protections are needed to ensure this harm is not repeated. Listeners seeking mental health support and information can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.